Stay tuned for Up Front Soul. Time to put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. And if winter's chill has you feeling ill, we'll give your soul a thrill that's stronger than any pill. Got a prescription of brand new music for you in this set, starting out with Omar. The track is called The Bully, featuring the Scratch Professor.
Look into my eyes, mom. make it positive. In everything you do, don't dismiss the most obvious when it's dead right in front of you.
I pray for someone just Sean, I'm super bad.
Okay, love.
Of Upfront Soul, it's all new releases. We just heard from David Walters, Crée Moi, from his forthcoming album, Soleil Créole. Out on Heavenly Sweetness, keep your eyes peeled for that full release. That was a great single just to get us warmed up. La Rambe with You're the Best, which was an unreleased disco version out on the Kurtom label. Well, actually didn't come out. It is on the new album from Philly, and that's out on that great little label, Athens of the North. And we started out with some UK soul from Omar. The track is called Bully, featuring the Scratch Professor. And that's out on a new release called The Anthology, a collection of his work primarily with teaming up with other artists. And of course, at the very top of the hour, Joan Armatrading brought us back to the night. Well, we love to hear from you, and one great way for you to get in touch, whether you've got a question or a suggestion, is to drop us a line at upfrontsoul@gmail.com. We recently heard from Pamela, who said she'd like to hear Lady Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. So we have got a whole set coming up for you. Pamela, thank you so much for listening and for getting in touch. We got a couple of Aretha Franklin tracks sandwiched around a Nikki Giovanni poem about Aretha. So we're going to start out with an Aretha rarity called Almighty Fire, Woman of the Future, here on Upfront Soul.
Thank you. Cause nobody deals with Aretha, a mother with four children having to hit the road. They always say after she comes home, but nobody ever says what it's like to get on a plane for a three-week tour. The elation of the first couple of audiences, the good feeling of exchange, the running on the high you get from singing good and loud and long, telling the world what's on your mind. Then comes the eighth show on the sixth day, the beginning to smell like that plane or bus. The if you forget your toothbrush in one spot, you can't brush until the second show. The strangers pulling at you cause they love you, but you having no love to give back. The singing the same songs night after night, day after day. And if you read the gossip columns, the rumors that your husband is only after your fame. The wondering if your children will be glad to see you, and maybe the not caring if they are. The scheming to get out of just one show and go just one place where some dodo dookity dook won't say, just sing one song, please. Nobody mentions how it feels to become a freak because you have talent and how no one gives a damn how you feel, but only cares that Aretha Franklin is here. Like maybe that'll stop chickens from frying, eggs from being laid, or crackers from hating. And if you say you're lonely or scared or tired, how they always just say, aw, come off it. Or, did you see how they loved you? Did you see, huh, did you? Which most likely has nothing to do with you anyway. And I'm not saying Aretha shouldn't have talent, and I'm certainly not saying she should quit singing. But as much as I love her, I'd vote yes to her doing four concerts a year and staying home or doing whatever she wants and making records, because it's a shame the way we're killing her. We eat up artists like there's going to be a famine at the end of those 3 minutes, when there are, in fact, an abundance of talents just waiting. Let's put some of the giants away for a while and deal with them like they have a life to lead. Aretha doesn't have to relive Billie Holiday's life, doesn't have to relive Donna Washington's death. But who's going to stop the pattern? She's more important than her music if they must be separated. And they should be separated when she has to pass out before anyone recognizes she needs a rest. And I say I need Aretha's music. She's undoubtedly the one person who put everyone on notice. She revived Johnny Ace and remembered Lil Green. Aretha sings I Say a Little Prayer, and Dion doesn't want to hear it anymore. Aretha sings Money Won't Change You, but James Brown can't sing Respect. The advent of Aretha pulled Ray Charles from Marlboro Country and back into the blues, made Nancy Wilson try one more time, forced Dion to make a choice. She opted for the movies, and Diana Ross had to get an Afro wig. Pushed every black singer into blackness and Negro entertainers into Negroness. You couldn't jive when she said, you make me feel. The Blazers had to reply, gotta let a man be a man. Aretha said, when my show was in the lost and found, you came along to claim it. And Janis Joplin said, maybe. There has been no musician whom her very presence hasn't affected. When Humphrey wanted her to campaign, she said, a woman's only human. And he pressured James Brown. They removed Otis Redding because the combination was too strong. The Impressions had to say, Lord have mercy, we're moving on up. The black songs started coming from the singers on stage and the dancers in the streets. Aretha was the riot, was the leader. If she had said, come, let's do it, it would have been done. Temptations say, why don't we think about it, think about it, think about it.
We've got more soul.
Come on.
wrapping up a set of Aretha Franklin material. Going out to Pamela by request. And a great request it was. We just heard my favorite gospel song, How I Got Over, performed by the Queen of Soul on her incredible double gospel album, Amazing Grace. Nikki Giovanni in the middle with Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen, poem for Aretha from The Truth is on the Way. And we started out with Aretha Franklin, once again, Almighty Fire, Woman of the Future, from the album Almighty Fire. Many thanks to my comrade Uncle Funk for putting me onto that one. We've got a very timely track coming up next here on Upfront Soul. It's the Honey Drippers, and the tune is called Impeach the President.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Honey Drippers in the house tonight, and they just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say. Yeah.
sound.
Highlights there, for God's sake, give more power to the people. Miles Davis was something that seems to be new. I've only seen the one track. It's called Hail to the Real Chief, from an album of the same name. I'm looking to see when the whole album might drop, but that was always great to hear unreleased Miles Davis material. And we started out with the Honey Drippers. It's an oldie but a goodie, and it seems so relevant once again. Impeach the President. I am Sanguine Fromage. Got one more short set in this first hour of Upfront Soul. This one is going out to the people of Australia. There has been so much loss of life, so many animals, and some people as well, and many people displaced. This one is by Emma Donovan. She is an Indigenous Australian singer, and this one is called Down City Streets.
Then I overwhelm at the moment from the past 6 months, but I feel adventuresome. I don't think I'm just going to stop, sit down. I don't necessarily mean singing or... I'm not a lecturer, I'm not a writer, I'm not a... I'm just, I guess I'm a performer, but I feel creative. I feel I need to be around people. I like it now. And I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop.
Damon Locks and the Black Monument Ensemble putting an end to this first hour of Upfront Soul with a track called The Colors That You Bring from their really interesting album, Where Future Unfolds. Emma Donovan and the Putbacks with Down City Streets featuring Archie from Blackfella Whitefella, a little EP that they put out a few years back. Sending that one out with our love and concern for the people, the animals, the land of Australia. All right, it is so wonderful to be here with you spinning the tunes on Upfront Soul. Gotta step away for just a minute for some station business, and we'll be back at you with a whole other hour of funk, soul, and jazz.